I lay down my glasses.
Yeah, put your glasses down because this shit's about to get heavy. Welcome to kind of a special episode of the Nate and Tiff Show. I guess is this what we get calling this a version of that?
Yeah. I would say our first.
This is the Century Club.
Okay, our first Century Club. How about we go with that?
Welcome to a new show. It's called the Century Club. This is a new show that we're going to host in our house whenever we have friends over. We'll sit around. I don't know if you know what the Century Club is, but the deal is basically you drink a shot of beer every minute for 100 minutes. We got some good friends here. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name is Eki.
How do you know me?
I don't know you.
All right.
I stand in front of the door and you get me into here to this. I don't know
you. You get inside this fucking house.
Yeah.
Oh, drink!
I know you since 2 years maybe. I love you. We met in Nuremberg for a couple of beers, and since then,
it fucking time, snowballed downhill.
We're bros.
What's up, dude? Talk.
Hey, my name's Dave. My hobbies are painting, writing, and if I grown up, I want to be a veterinarian. So I know Nate from a guy who said he's cool. So that's basically it.
I got vouched for. Annie, do it.
I'm Annika, and we meet each other also from Nuremberg, and know us from drinking beer and watching my favorite movie,
Ghostbusters. We took Annika and Eki to watch Ghostbusters at our house in Nuremberg. And Annika hated it. The only person I know on the planet that hates Ghostbusters.
The only one. Oh. Shot number two.
Just for the record, we won't be announcing every minute because that would be pretty annoying. But
when you hear the buzzer, just know you can play along at home.
Yeah, exactly. You know it's coming up. Hey, are we sounding okay? Because I feel like we're sounding far away.
No, it sounds fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, don't trip about it. Hit that first song. Let's do this.
I feel like I'm leaning into the microphone.
I won't worry about it.
All right, so I think we're going to do a couple songs, yeah? Or do you want to do songs throughout? Or
we're going to do songs throughout. Hit that. I just want to hear that song. Like, you got me all jazzed on it. All
right, and if you guys want to stop and say something, just give me a little hand signal. Yeah?
Yeah.
Introduction.
All right. Introduction?
Introduction.
All right, it's a little quiet, I think, at first. There's a dude walking around a room.
I saw a dead fish on the pavement and thought, what did you expect? There's no water around here, stupid. Should have stayed where it was wet. Hello, my name is Pip, and I would like to speak some lyrics into this microphone that's amplified so you can hear it. This piece of diction is the intro to distraction pieces. That's all the shit that flies around my head and keeps me sleepless. Such little food for thought, my fucking brain feels anorexic. So many typos when I write, oh, I'll claim I'm dyslexic. I've got your poem here, I've put it in this envelope. I'm setting fire to it, hope you all can read the smoke. Most people where I live don't know me, and I fucking like it. Some people where I live don't like me, and I fucking know it. Some heads won't know my name or give me a look, since I flow kinda strange like spine a bit for the footprints.
I flow kinda strange like spine a bit for the footprints.
I stole this flow from the creator and from some others too. Can't think run out, I'll name them later. If I say fuck a lot, well then I may gain more attention. If I say cunt, well then with some of you there will be tension. I find this interesting, cause in the end they are just words. You give them power when you cower, man, it's so absurd. But all that was covered by Lenny Bruce back in the day. Nothing's original, now I'm repeating what I say. Paralysis through analysis could stop me here, but that'd just be an excuse to run in fears. I'll brandish the blandest man's anguish with a ram fist directed at the throat of any man that can withstand this.
I'll brandish the blandest man's anguish with a ram fist.
That say things like no homo and such. It always seems maybe the lady doth protest too much. I'm really speechless, but I speak less than you might imagine. Sometimes I stutter and I sputter like the words are catching. I'm known to write about the shit most people won't discuss. Sometimes I'm using too intrusive with their words and such. You see a mousetrap, I see free cheese and a fucking challenge. But you stay quiet for fear of tipping the balance. Well, it's horses for courses, my horse is distorted. I bought it for 4 quid, then forced it through horseshit. With all of these morbid, remorseless discourses, then discuss these disgusting new sources.
It's horses for courses, my horse is distorted.
I've seen the world, I've seen the good and the shitty bits. And all I gotta say is, goddamn, y'all are fucking idiots. Some people heard my words and thought it meant they knew me. Truth is, I don't exist, I'm just a soundtrack to your movie. Some background figure in a story that's already scripted. And what I feel's just felt for you to hear me fucking spit. I jump in many different heads through these words and poems. Always hoping maybe the next leap will be my leap home. Ziggy says if I keep writing this shit, there's an 80% chance that Al can make it a pop hit. But Al's an alcoholic and I'm a fucking schizophrenic. So I'll close my eyes on this whole fucking world and that will end it.
Alright, that's it.
That's it? Yeah. Alright, we're back. Damn it. That was Sage Francis. We saw that dude last night with B. Dolan. That shit was awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
So that was Scroobius Pip.
Awaysome.
Yes. Awaysome.
That was Scroobius Pip.
What?
No, okay, Scroobius Pip played last night with B. Dolan. And B. Dolan was fucking amazing. Like, they were both really, really good. B. Dolan's from New York. Scroobius Pip is from the UK.
Yeah.
Scroobius Pip, if nobody's ever seen him or heard of him, like, tall, skinny dude, kind of...
With a big little, fucking beard.
Yeah.
Like, he's 90% beard.
Huge beard. you know, has a cute little, like, hipstery style, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then B. Dolan is,
He's a monster, is what he is.
Yeah. He's just, like, a big fucking dude.
When you
like,
see a dude that big, you think he's gonna be fat, dude, but he's just huge. Like, his arms are fucking hams. Like, everything on him is just made out of ham.
Yeah.
Like the end enemy of the Ghostbusters movie.
Like, one, Stay Puffed?
Tasty,
actually.
What? Okay, so I gotta tell you.
Wait. No, what? It's just funny because, and then B. Dolan with his big old, big old Jewish nose.
You think he had a big Jewish nose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was no missing that nose.
He didn't seem Jewish to me.
He was almost, like, I kind of feel like better than Scroobius Pip. And I thought I was the only one that thought that until after the show, Annika said, I like B. Dolan better, but I would rather hump Scroobius Pip.
But Scroobius had that.
Amen.
He had that band with him. B. Dolan is just like normally when you see hip-hop shows, they got like 8 guys up there all like, yeah, and they're waving towels and shit, whatever. But he was just one dude by himself, just like controlling that room, man. And find that, for the next track, find that song, If I Had One Breath Left.
It's only live recordings on YouTube.
Really?
That's the one song I was trying to find, and I couldn't find
it. We'll see if it sounds good. We'll sound test it. But what do you got?
A band?
Yeah.
I got Go Clean Fun.
Do it.
Come on, girls! Do you believe in equality? Because I got something to say about it! Don't settle for a second back! We'll be right back.
was good, clean fun.
That
one
was
of the fucking best bands ever.
That shit's fucking rad. And I chose midway through that song that I'm gonna start drinking more like legal shots rather than fill a shot glass to the top. I have a feeling I need to kind of pace myself.
Yeah, like that's gonna make a huge difference.
I think that over the course of the evening, that might be a whole beer.
Yeah.
Like that might be enough to just keep me alive through this shit.
Oh, here we go.
Next.
Again.
All right.
Did you find a live version of that song?
Well, I'm gonna play One Breath Left. I don't think this is gonna be live, but I think it should be a better recording.
All right, give it a shot.
So let's try it.
Oh wait, hang on! Don't start it yet.
What's up?
I gotta tell David about getting kicked out of the bicycle shop.
Okay.
So
how do you manage that, actually?
Okay, so yesterday I went into this bicycle shop that I bought shit from before. Like, I like the shop, I like the dude, the whole nine, right? And I got this Brooks bicycle seat, really nice Brooks bicycle seat, and all I needed to do was change my seat post because I had like a racing seat. I need to change it to a regular one. So I stopped in there on my way home from work. And by the way, every time the bell goes off, the dog is going to freak out.
I know.
So you hear that in the backyard. There he is. So I went in, and while I was there, I was like, oh, fuck, like, I'll buy a couple of bicycle inner tubes because these guys are coming, and I needed to change an inner tube in the bike. Right? So I'm like, I'll grab this inner tube and get the seat post from this guy that I...
From some guy you what?
From this guy that I like. And I'll give him my business and I'll be on my way. So I get in there and I'm not sure what size the bicycle tubes are. So I'm like, I think they're 26. It's like a mountain bike, 26 inch tires, right?
A normal size, actually.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out that they're 28. They're like the Oma feets, whatever. Yeah. So, and then the seat post was the wrong size.
Yeah, but so, then you see size does matter, actually.
That's what they serve.
At all.
Oh, bring up remind me about the chocolate penis after this.
Okay.
So, I get the shit home and I realize I bought the wrong size seat post and the tubes are the wrong size as well. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it, like, I'll take it back and exchange it, you know, no big deal. But I don't need the tubes because I went to another store around the corner, we got the tube, we changed it, we wrote it. So I go back to this guy's shop today and I'm like, hey man, like, sorry, I got the wrong sizes, like, I just need to exchange this, and then I'm gonna grab this tool, and then if you could, it was like €4.50 back for these tubes, right? So, and I was already taking another tool, so basically this guy owed me €4.50, and nope, no problem, like, you'll always be my bike shop guy. But he's like, that's not how it works in Holland. This isn't America. I don't just take stuff back.
And like, mind you, Nate's not just...
How dare you asking that?
Right, yeah.
Nate's not just trying to return something. It's like, I'm going to return it, but I'll buy something else I need from you so that you don't have to...
Yeah,
like,
so there's no
back.
Paperwork in it. Like you throw me like €4. I don't even want the full price. Like, you charge me a restocking fee. Yeah. All this stuff is in perfect condition. Like, I've got the receipt. Everything is there. And he just like start like kind of wigs out, right? And I realize I'm like, all right, this guy's pissed off, and our business is done. So he goes, he gives me my money back, and Tip is like, well, aren't you gonna buy that stuff? I'm like, nope, our business is done with this guy. And he's like, don't come back. I'm like, we're not gonna.
So
it's like, fuck you, you fat motherfucker.
I was so mad at that point too. I was like, what an asshole, like, kind of talking as loud so he can hear me as we're walking out. I'm like, he has no idea how much we'd buy from him, you know? We have four bikes, and I feel like we're at the bike shop at least once a week.
I'm always
and
getting something.
We're at the Albert Kype at least once a week, you know? So it's kind of like, we would buy stuff.
I'll see this dude again, like, we're going to talk.
And you apparently don't want
no way.
Money, so,
not worth it.
That.
Yeah. He's got a million tourists coming through and whatever. He can afford to be an asshole.
Yeah.
But like, these are two bicycle inner tubes. He'll sell them. It wasn't like I took his last two and then he got a shipment in and now he's got, oh, I have too many inner tubes. Yes. Like, they're going to go. They're kind of evergreen.
But that is one thing I think about being American here is I get treated like a tourist more times than not. Like, if I'm out, you know, it's like, this isn't America. This isn't, you know, I'm like,
you do realize,
I live here.
You do realize that you are on the table with three Germans.
I know. All right, so I'm doing this one shot, but I'm doing it with wine. And I need more wine. I'm already done. My first glass.
Did Did you really drink an entire glass of wine this fast?
You'll make the song, I bring you wine.
Oh, all right, someone's got to make a... you got to make a beer and wine run.
What?
Start the song, and then I'll make a beer run. Start the... Play the song.
Whoa. So this next song is actually a song that they played last night. B. Dolan did it last night, and... It was like the one song that just got everybody jumping.
Yeah, I'd never heard this fucking track before. Oh. And I don't know. This song is fucking... it was hot.
It had this beat that had your like... everything was shaking. The floor was shaking. You felt it in your body. And then everybody started dancing and like... I don't know. It was super fun. So
it was a dancing cue.
Sure.
Yeah.
In traffic on the road to hell with no soul to sell. Took the first exit to pass and went to violent motel. Wound up broke down in a ghost town and went and phoned for help. Asking the vultures what's in a runter and they muttered go for self. I clocked out of that grave, a dream that gave way to a daisy chain. Made up days, plastic wrappers, cigarettes, cough drops, arrest stops, Walmarts, snatching up the jacks before the ball drops. And it all falls apart. Moonlight rises at my back before I have time to react or memorize my raps, never mind finding the way back. I'm flying blind, grinding my brake pads in the dust, just in them for the laughs. My words turned into symbols of invisible math, like witchcraft. The crowd became a critical mass. It was tipping toward collapse, slipping from my grasp. Friends all pulled the ripcord, wished me all the best. I went digging in the dash and found a map back to the rest. And I made it on my last gallon of gas in a stack of bad checks. Nothing to show for the stress, but a fresh load of debt and a cold in my head.
I will hold it in my chest like a shooting Joliet.
If I got but one breath left,
I will keep it a secret, my only concern.
But if I got one breath left,
I will rip off the oxygen mask, sit on top of my head.
So just inhale.
It's your last breath. You take your last breath and watch me inhale. To my writing bench, putting out the spark. We light them in the dark and walk the night watch and mark the progress of my thoughts. Present my reports to the break. The break of dawn, stalling all my wake up calls. Leave pain on the wall, play to the paper to wake it on tour. Same as the greatest that came before. Acknowledge their presence, but keep on rocking in the present. What good is the art if it doesn't bother anyone? The arc of the setting sun in the rocking millennium. It's tripping on his tongue, it's choking on his shit in his lungs. Mimicking buzz of one trick. Give me drug with the ugly side effect. Ain't too high to realize it, yeah. I let it all rot on the fruits, man. I do it to the death and listen for the silence while I scream it at the death. And if they come to get me next, my lungs will be emptiness without a second thought of pause, half step, or idle threat. I will summon some from the depths and fucking come correct. Even if I got one left.
Inhale.
But if I got one breath left,
I will hold it in my chest like a shooting Joliet.
If I got but one breath left,
I will keep it a secret, my only concern.
But if I got one breath left,
I will rip off the...
Dude, that is not the version we heard last night.
It's definitely not the version.
It's not the version. Don't be mad at B. Dolan for that shit, because that's not what it was supposed to be.
It's a completely other song.
Yeah.
It was a lot faster and louder and had way more energy than
We had to scream to make him go faster. So what do you guys got next? Because like shit, I need to cleanse the palate. Like I really felt like we sold that so hard, and then I mean like it's a good rhyme and all that shit, but like they just had so much energy live doing it.
Yeah.
Take a bottle to load.
But
I got
you got
another
it?
One.
Yeah.
Soundtrack of my life.
Mm.
What's that?
Blood What's the blood story blood behind this?
Blood
What's
for
the story?
Yeah. Why are you playing this song?
Just I grew up with. Starting
your first time sex with that song?
No.
Blood for blood.
No.
Maybe the first time cried.
Oh, hang on. Before you start the song.
It wasn't that bad. Come on. I'm not that ugly.
Before you start the song, what did Tiff call that guy a meatball?
Yes.
The guy.
that fucking
the bicycle
prick.
Store. She called this meatball.
No.
Not hot dog.
Not the dog, or not the dude you were just talking about.
The big fat cunt?
No, yeah. Once we got to the next, or I guess it was two bike shops later, when we were checking out, like, the bright bikes. The
one
bikes
of the
with
six
all the colors.
Bike shops.
Oh, okay.
You know how they had that little pug?
Yeah.
They had, like, a little...
Pork chop. Meatball. You call, the,
I called it a meatball.
Yeah, the bulldog.
Yeah. No. It wasn't a bulldog.
At the shop that we stopped at that I rode the bike?
Yeah, on the Overtone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bulldog.
And I watched the faces. Yes. I watched the faces and I was shocked.
I was petting this dog. He was so cute. And the dog kept following me around the shop because I smelled like Andy.
Yeah.
And so
it's because you're a person. Everyone always like, oh, he must smell my dog. No, dogs are curious, like inherently. If you sneeze, he might smell like pizza.
Well, this dog was following me around, so I kept bending down and like petting. I'm like, you're so cute. You're a little meatball. And I didn't even want to look up because I just heard this like, and Annika said she saw everybody's faces just look pissed off and like, jaws to the floor.
Really?
Not to him, our little sweetheart.
Yeah. I was like, that motherfucker's a pork chop, man.
Did you say pork chop?
I called it a pork chop.
Yeah. After I said meatball, so they were probably not too excited with us.
Well, they're the ones who have the fat dog. Don't fucking blame me.
And it's a cute little...
You're pre-drinking.
I'm
now you can drink. Again. Now you're on the clock.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so they had that fat little bulldog there, and I didn't think it was, but they were a little wigged out by it.
They were a little bit pissed off, but then they get the curve and laugh about it after 2 seconds.
Well, that lady, the lady who ran it, like she's like probably 65 years old, this older lady. She's like, oh, you should take this bike for a ride. I'm like, oh, I don't know. She's like, well, what are you worried about? I'm like, I'm worried if I ride it, I'll want to buy it, you know? And she's like, I'll take you to the candy shop, baby. Welcome to the candy shop. I'm like, hell yeah. All right, hit that shit. Let's do it.
Outsiders and outlaws out there tonight.
7 minutes in, and shit. So
are
after
we
this,
back on?
Huh? Yeah, we're back on.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more?
No.
Not anymore.
That song is over. Over. So we're going to the red light after this. Even though you guys live in Nuremberg, where there is a red light, seeing the red light in Amsterdam is special.
It is special.
It is. It's special.
It's special.
It's always
I think
so.
It's
special.
Nuts, more nuts.
The German Italian.
The nuts, more nuts. I love to see.
You're not going to see nuts, darling.
But don't
You're
blame.
Going to
don't
see
blame
titties.
The red light district in Nuremberg.
Huh?
Don't blame it.
Okay, so you went.
You went with Yanel.
Yeah.
When? Before, like after we left.
It was maybe 2 days before Nate getting Andy back.
Okay.
Yeah.
You took my dog to a whore house?
So Andy wasn't wolfed.
No, Andy was sleeping at home.
Oh, that night you guys got together drinking. Fucking, you were telling me about this. They're fucking wasted at E&L's place.
Yeah.
And Eki's like, show me some boxing moves. Like, you're a tough guy, right?
Yeah.
And E&L is just like, he's like stops a punch like a quarter of an inch from his face.
God.
Like, all right, we're done.
Go back to
no more boxing moves. Take me to the red light.
That's enough fighting. Let's get to the fucking.
Yeah.
Then we went into the red light and he showed me about three poofs. He called.
Yeah, he calls them.
Went
poof.
To the poof.
Yeah.
And we walked through that whole house and show me your tits. And the girls,
no.
Really?
Are you serious? They all just flashed you. Wait, how many did he go in?
How many
did Yanel go in?
I don't know, five, six? I don't know.
Damn.
He didn't. No, he didn't fuck five whores.
Not in that night.
Okay,
We don't fuck. No.
No fun. You just went in and checked out some titties.
Not even Yanel, huh?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Come on. He had to have done one.
Maybe he'd gone back later, but not one.
You
didn't witness it.
Yeah.
You're not waiting on him.
The first time we came to Amsterdam, Tip and I were hanging out with some friends, and this one dude we had never met. So at one point during the night, they're like, okay, well, the house is back over that way. And we're like, oh, they can tell that we were tired. And then we're like, oh no. Someone wants to go to a whorehouse and doesn't want us to watch it happen.
Oh, right. Yes.
Well, like, it's no judgment. It's no judgment. Like, if someone comes here to visit, like, we are going to talk about it on the show. Like, we're going to tell people we know someone who went to see a prostitute. But no judgments. Like, you should definitely do that shit, you know?
No, the thing about the
horse. That's part of living. Getting ready to die.
The thing about the horse here is, like,
cheers.
Every house cheers. You go to. Has different girls. I mean, in terms of like, it's almost like a sorority house. You have like the Chinese girls, the black girls, you know, the blondes, the brunettes. You get like every house has like different groups of girls.
White.
So it's like four or five windows of the same type of, you know, or same nationality girl. You know, you get like the fatties and the grandmas and
the grandmas.
I swear to God,
dude, we went for pancakes last week. Yeah. And we're walking down the street afterwards. I'm just walking down the street and I'm just kind of like, you know, looking around like you do when you walk around, and I see a table covered with dildos and they're all standing on end.
Yeah.
So it's like a bed of nails made out of rubber dicks. And I go, whoa, like that. And like the chick inside was like this like probably 60-year-old whore, and she looks up at me like I'm woeing her. I'm like, I'm not, but also, whoa! That's just crazy.
She was a little big, too, and it's kind of like you see this table of dildos,
and
you make the face of like, holy shit, and then make eye contact with her. Like, whoa! Not talking to you, but whoa!
And run away.
Double whoa.
No judgments.
My God.
I don't know about you guys, but then I at least have to imagine this woman using that. So, and I probably don't want to.
You know what the thing is, though? Like, I don't know if maybe she just puts on shows and she doesn't actually fuck, but, like, there's a lot of dildos there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So those are all used dildos.
Yeah.
And so she's not like she's shoving them off your. I'm not gonna let anyone shove a dildo away, much less a used vibrator from some like whore that's working at 10 a.m. on Sunday in Amsterdam. Like, you know when you get like your grandpa's got like an old set of screwdrivers and the handles are real worn down.
Oh my God.
fucking disgusting.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
But maybe hot lesbians come there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, dude, hot lesbians are those. They're open game all the time. They don't need to go to some whore on a Sunday morning. It's like, maybe they just go because it's easier.
Maybe they go.
These
are what
turtles
for.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Okay. So I got a little of the recording back in my ear that it sounds a little echoey. I think we just need to lean in a little bit when we chat.
Oh, we're going to get room echo. You're just going to get room echo. I know,
but at least we can try.
Well, give it an attempt, but don't... You can drink out of my beer, man. I'm not going to... If we share beers so we only have one open beer to spill, that would actually probably be better.
Maybe.
And I'm not going to put my lips to it, but I'll kiss you on the lips. That's all I'm saying. 32 minutes in, I went gay. All right, who's got the track? Who's got
the
song?
Okay, so I have another song, and I want to dedicate it to a couple people. The first...
Oh.
Okay, and I'm going to hit play, and I don't know if they would allow a song like this actually on YouTube. So I don't know if it's going to be the clean version. God, I hope it isn't. Because this is like... This is one of my favorite songs by this band, but I want to dedicate it first to Rachel, a friend of mine.
Can I do this in Casey Kasem long-distance dedication voice?
Okay, go for it.
This one goes out to Rachel. You keep talking, and I'm just going to back it up. I'm going to echo you in that style.
All right, so...
Form your shot. Now.
Don't you have a Barry White voice?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. All right.
This one goes out to my friend Rachel.
I want to know something about Rachel.
You've got to stop. She's the only other girlfriend that I have that I know that likes the Dwarves as much as I do.
Uh-huh.
And we used to listen to them together. The other is my sister on this song because the Dwarves were the first punk show I ever took my sister to go see.
And that's why she's Christian now. Yeah. She found God shortly thereafter.
And I remember it was so exciting because we went to the Dragonfly in LA and I took my sister there. She was, I was living around the corner. She came for a visit. We went to the show and she was like, wide-eyed, so excited. Holy shit, that was my first punk show. Like, bought the patch, bought the stickers, bought the shirt, like, did it all, fucking loved it. And then the other is Adeline. So my friend Adeline, who took me actually to the same venue.
And finally, to Adeline.
Adeline took me to the same venue, probably when I was like 22, to go see this band and to see the Dwarves play. And I ended up getting so shit-faced so fast that I ended up having to be on the curb just barfing my guts out before the show even started.
All right, for me, this was from Blag the Ripper.
Yeah.
shut Skype off.
No, wait, look, do you want to interview him on
the recording? I don't know that we can. I think that's impossible. So, okay, so that song is coming to a close, and our friend Flo, who's like our mutual friend. Okay.
Sorry, just for the record, I fucking love that song.
Dude, that song is so fucking good.
That is my favorite dwarf song ever.
F-E-F-U. Was that your sister's first punk show? Was that album?
I mean, yeah, it must have been.
I guess, you know what I guess? Like,
what? I was probably 22, maybe?
Was that Dwarves Must Die, yeah? That's Dwarves Must Die.
Yeah.
Goddamn, that's such a good fucking song. Like, that album is so well produced.
It's really good.
It just
good.
Sounds fucking cool. Hmm. Oh shit, I've only got a quarter of a shot. Ah, damn it! Somebody pour this!
Oh my god.
I'm in trouble. I don't want to be behind.
All right, so Eki and I have been going back and forth on songs, so Nate's going to pick the next one.
Mm-hmm. Eki's got one that's ready to go. I'm going to go find paper towels because this is going to turn into a sticky mess. So you guys keep talking.
Wait, and you want to talk to Flo, right?
We can't. I don't have the strength.
Oh. And you don't have the strength. You're already drunk.
I'm not already drunk.
We still have like 50 more shots to go.
And you want to go 50?
50, yeah.
50 at least. No, yeah, I think we have 50. Like 60.
Yeah, yeah.
We have like 60. So.
But it's all right, are you ready? It's just a sport. 50 sit-ups, 50 beers.
What's up? I play the song.
All right, go for it.
No, you can't because I don't have it up. You guys have to wait for me here. Everyone, take their napkin.
What did you do?
I got napkins so that people could set their beers on top of them and knock their table off sticky. Because that's what kind of a good host
babies.
I am. Mm-hmm. Shit. I feel like there was something I wanted to talk about, but I don't remember what it is.
You can pick the next.
Are we really that far?
I go what?
Do it.
You're picking the next song.
Son
right?
of a bitch, Eki. Spin that shit. Hit play.
Spin that shit. Well, two things at the same time.
Warum habe ich nichts davor sagen dürfen?
It seems too quiet.
Das ist purer Speed. Eine Turbine, die dich so in sich zieht. In Atome zersiebt, kollabiert. Sie von Grund auf neu arrangiert. Jetzt bist du wieder hier. Das ist der erste Beat. Das erste unscheinbare Glied. Der zweite Urknall beginnt primitiv. Aber dann wird der komplexer, schwappt aus ultravioletten Licht in Infrarot, bis du etwas siehst. Die Guten sterben jung, die Besten sterben nie. Die Allerbesten bilden ein Fanclub für Pi. Die CD ist ein Omelette. Vier Eier drin, Prinz Pi, Bistram, Super Saiyajin. Was können wir dafür, dass ihr nur die Rapper kennt, die sich zu artikulieren wissen wie der letzte Mensch. Kanonenkugel wie die Mario Kart. Der Rest ist saudumm wie Mario Bart. Wer wir überhaupt sind, wir sind zwei Übertypen. Über sieben Hügeln im Wind steht der Tourbus, Neopan, wir spülen es hin. Und am Hals haben wir den glühenden Ring. Ich hab alles eingepackt in einen matt-schwarzen Nylonsack. Eine Ritalin und ich bleibe wach. Meine geheime Fracht, die Rache des Montezuma. Ein dicker Schriftzug kracht auf die U-Bahn. Lukes Vater bringt die Macht aus Computern. Nicht den Sägezahn, Bass in die Bude. Wie Robert S. liebt mich der Hass in die Schule. Ich erkenn die Weltformel eingewebt in Wassertropfen. Jetzt schon fast mit der Lupe. Ich schmeiß mit deinem Meilenstein deine Scheibe ein. Meine Spuren an der Decke wie vom Spiderschwein. Meine Spuren auf magnetischem Band. Auf Silizium verewigt den Sand. Den Sand. Whippin' in my
All right, we're pausing the song just for a second. I don't normally want to make practice of this, but I have no fucking idea what they're talking about. This is your song, Annika. Tell what the fuck is this about. And then if you could, he's going to hit play again, and I want you to rap along. Okay. All right? Okay, so what the fuck
and
is
it's
this?
It's my own show.
Who is this? Who is this, and what are they talking about?
This is Prince P.
Uh-huh.
Prince P. And he is the rapper I know since I'm 15, and I'm listening to it. And I love the shit, and I was at his concert last week.
Like, he's a friend of yours?
No, he's not a friend of mine, but...
Oh, shit, I missed one! Damn it, take a shot. We're a minute behind.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, hit it.
Double. double.
He's a friend of yours at Facebook.
He's a friend of mine on Facebook. He write me back. That was the reason why I'm for 2 days nobody can speak to me because I was in a cloud.
She was too busy masturbating,
you know. Right? So he looks like a fucking fucking computer nerd.
Yeah,
he looks like 15. And
so you're mastering baby to a 15-year-old.
I love the way he's rapping and what he's talking about.
Who looks like Harry Potter.
Okay, yeah. So
twins are back to the dildos we saw yesterday.
But there were maybe hundreds of young ladies there, and they make a great party. I don't want to talk to each other, but it was great.
Okay, so rap along with them. I'm gonna leave your mic on.
That's the thing. I heard this song for the first time because it's from one album, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And now I heard it the second time, but this was great for me because the whole room was dancing and screaming.
Okay. So
on this song, but I don't know it because I just know the old stuff.
Okay.
You can make Keine Liebe, but it's also in Germany, and I can do it for you.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
What is he rapping about so far?
Yeah, what's he talking
like,
about?
What's he been talking about
what
so
fuck
far?
What have we been listening to?
It's a little bit critical about the society. And it's he's rapping for the youth who's had problems like drinking and have trouble at home. But he makes it in a critical way and with a speech. I think it's very clever.
Okay.
Okay.
So, but a solution.
Get it out.
I'm getting there. Leave me alone. I've had 44 shots so far.
He has a long way to go.
As a German rapper, he has a solution for the energy crisis. And you know what that is? White power. Hit it.
Springt, schwarzer Rauch, Harzer zaust. Die Turbine faucht im Wüstenwind. Sand wird zu Silikon, Silikon zu CPUs. Pi ist wie der Hotbutton, irgendwann schlägt er zu.
Pi ist wie der Hotbutton, irgendwann schlägt er zu. Pi ist wie der Hotbutton, irgendwann schlägt er zu.
Pi ist wie der Hotbutton,
Pi ist wie der Hotbutton.
Irgendwann schlägt er zu.
Irgendwann schlägt er zu.
Did we go dead air for a second? I feel awful.
I think we did.
Death
Shame
air.
On you.
Oh
Shame
my god.
Death air. It's like we are zombies now.
We're not even professional. It's like somewhere along the way we stopped being professionals. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cheers.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, you ready for the next song?
No, I want to talk about some shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now I'm angry.
Again, why don't you always...
Now I'm angry!
Why do you always want to talk?
So, David just got
I
back
feel
from
your
Israel.
Pain,
like,
David.
So many people travel so much. They travel so much,
people.
They see so much.
Welcome to Europe.
Yeah, right?
I know.
We were like we want to go to Barcelona, and if you live in the States and you want to go to Barcelona, it's like, it'll cost you like €1,000.
Yeah.
Or $1,000. $1,000. But if you want to live in $1,000, but if you live in Amsterdam and you want to go to Barcelona, it's like $60.
Yeah.
But it's the same when you travel across America and you live in America. It needs the same time, and it's maybe also a
cheaper.
New experience, of course, because in every region, it's other, not so much like here, but because it's your space. When I go to America,
space.
I also
get into the Greyhound bus.
Space, it's all about space, okay?
In the States, you just can travel for about 5,000 kilometers and you're still in the same country.
Yeah,
right.
And
right.
That's
language,
Europe.
Same culture, same food, same everything.
Yeah,
dude, I've been driving across the States. You hit Montana. Montana is, the interstate is 601 miles. It's 601 miles, which is what, about 1,200 and some kilometers?
Yeah.
1,400 kilometers? It's a shitload. It's a fucking far. You watch the sun rise
like
and set.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watch the sun rise and set while you're driving across Montana, and you hit like 5 cities. There's like Bozeman, Butte, Helena. There's just like these fucking 5 cities across this huge state, and there's nothing to fucking see.
Yeah.
Like, I'm driving across. One time I was driving across, And I'm going through it, and like all of a sudden I'm in a construction zone. There's like these big orange barrels, and I'm like, I don't know what side I'm supposed to be on, because there was no indicator for what side of these things. So I'm driving, and damn it, come on!
But this thing is a line across every American, bigger America.
Yeah, right.
You find it in every situation again.
But so I'm driving through this construction zone, and I realize I'm in the wrong thing when I hit a pylon in front of me. I was like, whoa, I'm apparently supposed to be on this side. So like an hour later, we pull over and we get a hotel. Wake up the next morning, and I thought that I was just like in Montana. Like, I didn't really think that much about it. I woke up, I'm in the fucking Rocky Mountains. Like, huge rock walls and trees and everything. I was like, holy fuck. I've never seen this before. It's insane.
It's so big. Bigger.
So
America.
I was like, I'm on
that fucking shot.
Yeah.
And again, size does matter.
Oh, that's what we were going to talk about. So we're at the Albert Kite Market today, where they have like everything. Like, I buy chicken there, you can buy clothes there, you can buy shoes there. I bought a really nice pair of leather gloves, blah blah blah, whatever. But they have this one stand that has chocolate
leather gloves.
I got that. They're fucking soft. They're awesome. Like, you'll be into them. I swear to God. Like, I know you're vegetarian and shit, but you'll be into it. So they have these chocolate penises. And chocolate vaginas,
well,
right?
Tasty.
Yes.
So they've got like the
tasty. Eki likes the black ones.
I want to lick it out, please.
It's a little bit bigger. Matcha
one. Well, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but they have one that's like giant sized, and I was like, that's the size of a regular cock, I think. Like, I felt really proud for a second. I was like, if that's what they consider giant size for a chocolate penis, like, I'm doing all right, man. Like,
and just for the record,
you're in the game.
Just for the record, you said this last night as well, when we were all sitting around the table, when you were talking about the George Clooney movie about how big his dick was, and then we actually saw it.
The elephant dick.
Yeah, the elephant dick.
That was like a regular dick, right?
This is why I love you.
So much.
Yes, it is, Nathan.
Maybe
yes,
the only reason. But it's there.
deep inside.
All right, so you got the chocolate dicks at the Albert Kite Market.
Yeah, I bought like four of them. I'm sitting on two of them right now.
I think the story started with about David going to Israel.
Oh yeah, we heard nothing about it.
Talking about Jewish chocolate vaginas.
Play that Spike song. Play that Spike song, because I need a cigarette. So we're gonna go like. Let's
I need to make a pee-pee.
Well, maybe
thank you
need
for
to
the announcement.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
What
you can, you can have more information.
Wait, are we going to talk about it first or after?
Oh, yeah, since you were playing like crazy German rap that I have no fucking idea what they're talking about, we're also going to play German or Romanian rap that
great.
I have no idea what they're talking about. But this dude, Spike, listen to this track. Like, only take a second break, listen to this fucking track. Hit that shit. This guy can rhyme.
De obicei un crezi până nu vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. Când visele devin realitate. Când visele devin realitate. O să vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. De obicei nu crezi până nu vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. Când visele devin realitate. Când visele devin realitate. O să vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. Eu cred în stele. Nu chestii de-astea mondene când tu vrei. De-aia și de-aia eu zic lasă că vin ele brei. Trebuie să te ducă mintea la treburi demne. Până s-a ajuns să ți se rupă pula într-un BMW pe demne. Știi ce grav, nene? Nu asta-ți dărâmă visele. Doar lenea care fute planuri mult mai rău ca pizdele. Plus că ea s-a dus departe. Toate mergeau ca pe roate. Dar s-a săturat de rolea. Cum vrea de-alea cromate. Și strigi că nu se mai poate. Că le-ai văzut pe toate. Poate ar trebui să cauți fericirea în altă parte. Nu ești ultimul, nici primul care să-și ia pe spate. De la bani, de la tovare sau prințese boss umflate. Mulți și-o încearcă și cu mine lasă moarte. Eu nu țin cont de ce crezi tu sau ce-i în capul tău. Și când apar cu ceva nou, tot sunt la modul wow. Ăștia stai dracu, frate, dar sunt un marfă. De obicei nu crezi până nu vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. Când visele devin realitate. Când visele devin realitate. O să vezi cu ochii tăi.
ochii dacă se poate. De obicei nu crezi până nu vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. Că visele devin realitate.
Bă, dă-i bă drumul de aici.
De obicei nu crezi până nu vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. Că visele devin realitate. Când visele devin realitate, o să vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. Și-ți vezi de treburi. Oricum viața merge în șuturi. Ai căzut, te ridicat, înveți noi moduri să te scuturi. Înveți să te bucuri mai des și fără ajutor. Că ai probleme mai ales, ia zi mai dă-le morților. Nu trebuie să fii clar văzător, să vezi că ești clar vânzător. Într-o bodegă fără bani sau viitor, ia un borcan scris pe speranțe, dă-i și un brand. Și frate, grijă ce-ți dorești, că s-ar putea să se întâmple. De orice nu crezi până nu vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. Că visele devin realitate. Când visele devin realitate, o să vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. De obicei nu crezi până nu vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate. Că visele devin realitate. Când visele devin realitate, o să vezi cu ochii tăi dacă se poate.
Now we're back, we're back, we're already live again, man. We're already back again. You switched to Strongbow?
One Strongbow.
What, yeah? Holy shit, it's about to get nutty up in here!
So, what happens to girls after they drink?
No, what happens to girls after they drink Strongbow? Tell me. Tell me what happens to girls.
Please tell me.
I want to know it.
The most famous...
Talking about like...
Most famous German expression... is actually, we call it a can opener, because you you know this Dutch word for dose, so it's actually you always only use this type of drinks to get I guess no male investor
opener
drink this
Strongbow.
I'll
drink it with Guinness, like I'll have
we
a Strongbow
just drink
Guinness.
It in the Irish pub.
Yeah.
It's so good
for
too.
Me because I'm wow. German, but I hate beer.
Mm-hmm.
I drink it when it's nothing else to drink.
Have you ever thought about checking
in
your
lineage?
Because
I love to drink. I love alcohol.
Have you ever thought about checking into your lineage to see if you're actually German? Because like I don't know any other German that doesn't like to drink beer.
I don't know. Maybe I can make the anonymous anti-German beer drinkers.
German anti-beer drinkers anonymous.
Self-helping
anonymous. The funny thing is, the tagline is, we're German, we don't like beer, but we still like to drink. Like, let's not get this fucking twisted.
I love alcohol.
Don't get too fucking twisted.
So, this whole thing, like 100 shots in 100 minutes, I have been drinking wine the whole time, and Annika's been drinking champagne.
Prosecco.
The cheaper version.
The champagne of people who live under bridges.
Right.
And now she's switching to Strongbow. I can't wait to see what she goes to next, because it's all just going to get her
this
headache
is all
in the morning.
Hangover. This is such hangover shit. Prosecco and Strongbow.
I know it's not time for a new song, but it's so cool to play this song now.
Yeah, I think you should. I like this song too.
All right, hit it.
I can't see it.
We love to drink and party hard. We're not afraid to fight, not afraid to die. We like to fuck any girl with you. We're not ashamed of the things that we do. Drink, fight, and fuck. Drink, fight, fuck. Give me a bottle, Jack Daniels with you.
ICQ?
You guys gotta, you gotta turn the Skype off. Just like end Skype, because like otherwise we're gonna keep getting messages.
But it's Flo, it's actually.
I'm so popular. Like maybe you write back Flo, tell him we're doing a show. Tell him we're doing a show.
Tell him we're doing a show and we'll get back to him in a minute.
47 minutes. 43 minutes.
Maybe you should get to him after
2 minutes. Somebody's ready to throw up.
This short song pointed intelligent, everything I stand for.
Dude, you've never had a fight in your life. Like, I've never met anyone who fights less.
If I fuck, yeah.
Fight and fucking, yeah.
Yeah, you need to fight to get a fuck.
I have never...
What's
I'm,
the name
like,
for that?
I cannot think of two things that go like... three things that go well less together. Like if you drink and you fight, you suck at it. Like I was a bouncer, and like motherfuckers would be like, "I want to fight." I'd be like, "All right, well, you can go outside." And I'm like, "Okay." And then normally the drunk dudes don't get laid. Like they leave by themselves. Did you find that song I asked you for?
I did.
Is it a regular version?
I don't know.
We're gonna find out. This song. We're gonna use this song to cleanse the palate. All right.
But just so anybody who doesn't know, that was Gigi Allen, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was so, fucking hell, Gigi fucking Allen.
We recognize.
I think actually his name is Gigi fucking Allen.
Legendary. Gigi
fucking asshole fucker Allen.
We are going fucking legendary tonight, by the way.
Fucking as a second name.
All right. So I love that the drunker we're getting, the more we talk over each other. This is great for the listener.
Do that.
All right. So Nate has requested this song, and I swear, I hope it's an okay version.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's a live or a karaoke version or what, but karaoke. Here we go.
We'll find out.
Here we go. We're going to find out.
I want the karaoke.
Well, it's 40 below and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck and I'm off to the rodeo. And it's Alabama left and Alabama right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right, step right. Get off stage, you goddamn coot, you know. You piss me off, you fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off to the rodeo. It's Alabama left and Alabama right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right, step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves.
You fucking jerk. Get on my nerves.
Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off to the rodeo. And it's Alabama left and Alabama right. Come on, you fucking let me get the right step right. Get off stage, goddamn good, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves.
Sung by Cross Canadian Ranks Wheat. Wheat, remember, wheat.
I didn't even know what you said. Was that German? No German at my end, at the table. No German at the...
It was English, you fucker.
No German, but you have three of them around the table.
I didn't say no Germans. I said no German. No speaking in codes. We're doing a very important thing here. So we picked up a 24 Bavarian beers.
Yeah.
That were actually made here in Holland, not actually Bavarian beer. Thank you, David, for pointing out the flaw in our plan. Because we thought we were taking this shit back to the homeland. Do everyone a favor. Oh my god.
But the can looks like PBR.
Yeah.
Dude, did you ever.
But it's even worse.
And like Oettinger. And like Oettinger.
Yeah.
Did you ever drink that PBR?
Yeah.
Like, actually, what'd you think of it?
Yeah, it was fucking great.
Was it?
I had so much headache.
Did it give you a hangover?
No.
No, okay.
You guys missed the shot. Drink, drink, drink.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, do it.
You guys missed that one.
I went back to the States for Christmas. Wasn't it? Was it Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, I went back to the States for Christmas, and the one thing Eki asked is like, yo, give me a PBR. He wanted some PBR. For God knows what fucking reason. I can't even tell.
Because everyone is drinking fucking PBR in every skate video, every fucking band video, they're all drinking fucking PBR.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor so, people drink PBR.
What did you really think of it?
Yeah. It's okay, but I don't need it what again.
It's like crack.
Tried it once, it was fucking...
But
it was
meth.
It was a brand.
The first time I drank my first PBR, I got a hangover during drinking it.
You fucking make that alarm at every 30 seconds or
yeah,
what?
You're cheating!
It just sounds like it's just starting to get faster because, you know, we've
you're
been
cheating,
at it for
you're
a
an
while.
Alcoholic.
Hang on, I got another one.
You
want to
kick your friends?
I'm going to find a friend and kick it. What do you got? You got a song up?
These guys
are
next.
Yeah, I got a song up.
You got is it ready to fucking go? Like, don't get all weird on me.
Yeah, actually, it's from a Dutch band.
Oh, really? We're going
from
local?
A Dutch band.
The Netherlands have bands?
Yeah, the Netherlands do have bands. Oh, in my opinion, only one
with
good band, and it's called Urban Dance Club. All
right, hit that. Play that shit. Turn it on. We'll be right back. fucking Dutch version of Rage Against the Machine, huh?
Never seen it was.
Totally. The top player is now a teacher at a conservatorium in Amsterdam. So
of course.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
It's also called Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Oh my
so
God.
If we had some dead air in the middle of that for a second, like, don't wig, like, I... Wig.
Well, okay,
I'm just using words from the 90s.
Here's
now.
The thing, just so everybody knows, like, we're having shots all the way through.
So when
the listener is listening to an actual song, if it's 3 minutes, we're having three shots in that song. And during that 3 or 4 minutes that song actually was going on, Nate had to get up and use the loo. So the microphones all turned off and the music turned off, so that's why there was some dead air there. And we couldn't figure out the recording. He has like this huge recording board.
I got stuff going on.
Huge SSL 800.
It's like a big
Drake, by the way.
He has a big soundboard in front of him and we were trying to figure it out. And I don't know, Andy's
barking at the neighbors.
Oh my gosh. So,
but he's good boy, and
he's playing fucking God, and nobody can touch his fucking music board.
I wasn't playing God, I just didn't tell anyone else how to do it. Like, that seems like a pretty reasonable thing. I should have shown someone the ropes before I had to get up a pee. I didn't know that Dutch Rage Against the Machine was going to have problems in the middle of the fucking set.
So, alright. So, Annika's picked this next song.
I picked Odd Future, but before I want to say, remember this day when we were on the Volksfest?
Yes.
And you're drinking these shots of gin.
Did we drink shots of gin one day?
No, we drink gin tonic.
Okay.
At the Volksfest.
Yeah, Volksfest. In Germany.
We drink gin and tonic at Volksfest?
You have been there?
I've been there.
You've been there.
On this day?
Do you remember? Do you remember the day you went to Volksfest with
I don't remember
Eki
any day that I went to Volksfest.
And we go by these one...
David the Scientist, drink.
On these
get
thing.
Closer to the mic, hun.
The thing which you give you in the air, you know? We are flew. We
it's
are
a
flying.
Ride. It's a ride.
Oh yeah, yeah. We went on this crazy fucking ride that they were putting on the news because it was so insane. And so we had tickets, we had coupons or something, right? Mm. Yeah, it was like get one. We went on like a Wednesday or some shit.
That was it. Yes, it was that.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
We went on some ride in the sky.
Put together by the even German carnies, is trustworthy as they are still fucking carnies.
Yeah.
So you're still looking at this thing like, how many fucking washers did you leave off this thing? How many bolts were you like, oh, we're -4 bolts. I guess that's the way it goes.
Okay, so how does this song remind you of going to Volksfest?
Nothing.
This
it
has nothing
remembers
to do with
nothing.
That.
This was just another. Fluing mind in my mind.
It's another what in your mind?
It's another Gedanke, yeah?
Gedanke.
Gedanke.
Sure,
you
yeah,
know,
that's
it's another Gedanke
thinking.
In my mind.
It's a Gedanke donk.
It's another Gedanke donk. Here we go.
All right.
Of them. Let the crowd choose who can fucking last longer. It's the rap monger, rap monster, Earl Sweat, attack, conquer, lose, lease. Niggas lost like the last block of Chica that we picked up at the last concert. Please get out your seat, get out your seat. Verses written with scalpels, he's the junior king standing out, shouting on the balcony. How come he's not in counseling? Fuck is loud while he's sound asleep. Heard he was dope with Sour D. Nigga was courage cowardly. Box
logo hoodies and goodies from buddies that understand that bastard was buzzing like Woody, so we get it for free. Had to duct tape the mother goose, the mask was off. I stumbled down a hill, then I had Jill jack me off. Harder than my dick when Taylor Swift is in my basement, cause I've been doing this.
Listen, I get it. Like, Tyler the Creator, that's the dude.
That was fucking Tyler the Creator, the greatest rap artist at the moment. On the whole fucking planet.
He is. Yeah. He is. Really? Is he good?
Yeah, fucking hell.
Tyler, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Like, he has that video where he has, like, cockroaches crawling all over him, right?
Like, I hear another video with Pusha T.
Yeah?
That one of the greatest songs of
okay, yeah, listen, I've been hearing a lot about Pusha T lately.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm curious to hear this song.
Yeah.
I'm actually curious to hear what... This shit better be good. I'm going in, like, oh, shit, I got time left on this shot. I'm holding it like I'm ready to do it, you know what I'm saying? All right, so, yeah, play it. Let's have at it. I'm going to leave the mics on while it goes, though.
That's fucking great.
Yeah? All right.
The mics are on.
Yes, and you're...
This shit's hot.
And Tiffany...
What? Tiffany is what?
Is
Tiffany
and
Nate are grown up and we can smoke inside the living room. No.
We are smoking inside the house for the first time ever.
Oh.
That's not... Why does
that's all in the video.
What the fuck is wrong with your song, man?
It's just a fucking video. Why there comes no music?
Do a shot.
Oh,
it's okay.
Man.
You know what?
I hate the fucking internet.
My sound isn't working either.
Are you really not getting any sound?
No,
cool.
Because you cut that song,
cool.
That song short.
Oh, no, I turned up the wrong one. I turned up the wrong one. Go ahead. Start
from
the beginning. Yeah, start from the top. I'm sure we're good now. There we go. What are we supposed to be getting?
I don't know. You cut me short, too.
What's supposed to be happening?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, there we go. Cars are revving their engines.
I am wild.
It's like Fast and the Furious trailer.
It's the blackout. Rory got the back
what
out.
Song
showing
do you want,
my
babe?
Black
okay.
Ass engine in the glass house. Started in the crack house. Obama went the back route. Killed Bin Laden. Another four up in the black house. Still got the max out. Pull a mask down like a mascot. Still trick with bitches. I would money her with ass shots. Good had room for one more. I took the last spot. Re-up gang Peter. Nigga Yater hit the jackpot. Whole nother level. Then you add fame. That's a whole nother devil. Legit drug dealer. That's a whole nother bezel. The carbon auto mall. That's a whole nother metal, but still keep it ghetto. Behind the scenes, pull strings like Geppetto. The gun blow steam, whistle like a tea kettle. Running like the rebels, you an LV sports shoe on a pedal. I let you niggas settle, yeah. Trouble on my mind, I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind, so much trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind, I got trouble. Hit him, so I got him. Tripped him, Bruce the Palin, then I accidentally shot him. Then it ricocheted and killed the game. I'm a problem, cause I wanna fuck the world, but not a fan of using condoms. Hard in my French, I'm going hard as my dick. When I envision my tip on the crust of bitch lips. Mr. Lipschitz has been tripping since I mentioned Reptar, Triceratops, dinosaur dick. I feel it in my gut. To kill these motherfuckers is a must, like the arm of Mike Pitts. You niggas coming shorter than a Bushwick Billy costume on sale during Christmas in Philly. Well, not really. It's getting kinda chilly. Let's head a couple bars and get some bitches wet willies. Soaked getting jiggy with it, and Bel Air's riches with a bag of pills, couple berries, and a biscuit. Trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. So much.
Hot.
I'm a fucking walking pair of socks and a really shitty rap.
Oh, yeah,
my favorite pair of socks, iron pair of Dockers, two Glocks, cock screaming. With the speakers blasting a pair of pots. Yonkers 10 milli, you're silly. Thinking that this cream wasn't free, Willy. The feeling is neutral, gang is youthful. And fucking tighter than Chad Hugo's pupils. It's Wolfgang and the.
With the re-ups, a hell of a buzz. Rick James said cocaine's a hell of a drug. Who else could put the hipsters with felons and thugs? And paint a perfect picture of what selling it does. This is for the critics who doubted the chemistry. Two different worlds, same symmetry. In this black art, see the wizardry. When you at the top of your game, you make enemies. You'll never finish me. Trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. So much trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind. Trouble on my mind. So much trouble on my mind. On my mind.
Dude, that shit was fucking tight.
Yeah,
man. I'm good with that, man. Like, I'm solidly good with that.
Yeah,
that dude can rock it out.
He's supported from Talib Kweli and Mos Def on everyone.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's this fucking rap genius. He's 20 years old.
No shit?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Great.
Pusha T!
He's better than Tyler Eminem, the
Creator.
Baby.
That wasn't Tyler the Creator, was it?
Was he's better than Eminem.
Oh, I think you're playing Pusha T.
No, it was Pusha T featuring Tyler the Creator.
Oh, I don't like it so much anymore. No, that shit was fucking tight, man. I remember that.
I don't think that Pusha T is supported from most definitely equally.
All right, so I got that. Okay, because the opening riff of that track that you played, David, yeah. David the Scientist played that track. Like, it reminded me of this other song.
AKA the Scientist.
All right, you gotta talk about...
It sounds so buff, man. It's the most boring job in the world, actually.
You're a fucking scientist, bro. Like, your job is to go into a fucking science lab and do science shit. I don't know people who do that. I know people who go places and do things, but I don't know anyone who puts on, like, a fucking wetsuit and has to get sprayed off at the end of it. Like fucking like in The Rock when they had that the bomb diffusing thing with
yeah.
the with the doll.
Yeah,
it was like
nothing of
was eating through all that shit.
Should that, watch that movie called Contagious of Contagion.
Contagion,
of,
yeah.
Contagion.
Cheers, do it.
Contagion?
This is what it's really like.
Contagion.
Contagion. Working in an S4 lab.
Sorry. Okay, but Nate, you have to explain why you call David the Scientist, and then. David, I want you to go a little bit more into maybe why, because I don't know if Nate. I don't know if
I
Nate
have
knows
no
all.
No clue, dude. I have no clue.
Motherfucker!
Why is calling me a scientist? I'm just moving chemicals.
Dude makes drugs. You make drugs for a living. Like, what your job is to make fucking drugs, right?
Actually, I'm designing drugs.
You're
a
drug designer.
Like an artist, huh?
I could be like David the Scientist, which is fucking rad, or I could be like David the Drug Designer.
No,
and
David
then
the Drug
maybe,
Artist.
Yeah, I'm a drug artist.
David the Drug Artist.
I'm a drug vocalist.
You're making people to eat that shit.
He's the DDA.
What's the best drug you've ever made?
Oh, LSD.
Heroin.
For personal use or for official use?
Drink.
For making money or for use? I don't know. Either one. What is the best drug you've ever made?
Have you ever made drugs in your house?
Oh, of course.
What kind of drugs have you made in your house? Like, what kind of house...
I'm allowed to say that on the
yes.
public.
Yes.
Come on, I'm a chemist.
No, the CIA would say.
No one knows your last name. Your name is David the Scientist. Like, I won't give you up. Like,
nobody knows who you are, but you have to get closer to the mic while you're telling this story.
Yeah, okay.
You have made drugs. You have made drugs in your house. Tell us what they are.
I like how Tip is like, you're like a DA agent. You have made drugs in your house.
I know the CIA would say.
Drugs you make. Tell us about the drugs.
Don't they have the right to speak a lawyer before?
You can plead the fucking fifth if you were in the United States of America, which you are not. So now you can't plead shit, son!
Thank you, Nate, for reminding me.
What kind of drugs have you made?
What kind of drugs have you made?
Yeah, actually the most simple ones like MDMA, crystal meth, and all that.
You have not.
You've made crystal
you're
meth at your house.
Heisenberg, or what?
Hey, listen,
that's fucking Heisenberg.
You guys just have to realize how simple that it is. Just look at the States.
But you've never...
You could just go to a pharmacy, buy some pills against whatsoever and just...
But you've never made crystal meth. You've never made crystal meth.
Yes, he has.
Yeah,
of course he
has. Are you serious?
Okay, here's the thing. Okay.
Look, actually, it's part of our education. We have to do that. So not a specifically crystal meth, but you use the same
yeah, you made crystal
reaction.
Meth at your house. Come on, don't deny it now. Come on, so as part of
why
your...
Why are you asking me? What's that, Rachel?
How do we get some of this crystal meth?
I don't know. Eki and I were talking about it last night.
Just
so
ask me. You can just ask me if you need some.
All right.
You can make also LSD.
So,
yeah, could you make
like
LSD?
Hippie dippy.
That's nerve.
We love hippies.
You'll make crystal
meth. Hippies.
No, we do not. We do not like hippies.
You'll make crystal meth.
We respect them.
But you won't make LSD.
Well.
Do you know how to make LSD? That's kind
of
the question.
Of course I do.
By the way, you're a shot behind.
23
yeah, totally.
Yes.
Haven't you?
Shot behind.
Okay. Haven't you noticed?
It's the same if you ask a craftsman if he can make a chair. Of course he can.
Bitch, I can make a motherfucker.
Okay, great.
Are you insulting me right now?
You're like Shakespeare now.
I have to say, David is probably one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. And don't cut me off here, anybody. Just for a second, I want to brag about David. Because the first time I ever met him, we sat in the backyard for about 6 hours and talked about anything from like physics to engineering to punk music to like life under the ocean to like fucking meth addicts in the U.S. I mean, honestly, we talked about like just and yeah, and to marrying his girl, and we invited the old neighbor over to like come over and talk to us
about drink. I know you're in the middle.
Retardation and like a family and marriage, and it's just really incredible. Like, David can talk to anybody about anything, and I'm really honestly like I fucking love you for that, because you really have like a really long, deep background, and you're really fucking brilliant, and I respect you for that.
This has been Sucking David's Dick with Tiffany.
Okay. All right, so you've made crystal meth in the kitchen. Now tell us about that.
Yeah, like how many ingredients do you really need to make crystal meth?
For crystal meth, you need a couple of solvents, actually. Iodium and bromide and just a normal pill against allergic reactions, actually.
Not that anyone should ever make crystal meth.
No, it's
actually, we've had some friends.
Your mind. Anybody who knows about the chemistry about it can make it, but will never use that. Actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like one of those sciences that you know how to do, but no one should know. Like, did you ever see Real Genius with Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
That movie?
Yeah.
Where like they made this laser,
yeah,
and they're like, what's it for? And they're like, well, I don't know, let the scientists figure out let the engineers figure out what it's for. And they're like, well, what if somebody already knew what it was for? And they're like, oh my god. Then they filled that guy's house with popcorn.
Yes.
No! They filled a man's house with popcorn. To prove, like you're not allowed to use my science for bad shit. Raise your hand if you haven't seen Real Genius. Audibly.
I don't think Annika has.
If you haven't, yeah.
She's busy lighting a cigarette.
It's fantastic. Like, you gotta watch Real Genius. Play On a Rope.
Okay.
Do me a favor, play On a Rope.
So, Nate picked this song. I don't know why. Do you have a background around the song?
Okay, yeah. This is Rocket from the Crypt, who are a fucking fantastic fucking band. If you don't know them, you should be listening to them anyway. But they did this song On a Rope, and like, I don't know even where I caught it, but I caught it somewhere, and this riff is fucking...
Fuck you.
All right, play that shit.
All right, so you like this song?
I love this song.
All right, here we go.
I'm not afraid to die.
song is so fucking good. Am I wrong? Like, if you were in a crowd,
totally right.
If you're at a show in a crowd, you'd be like, yeah! Like, that's a hands in the air fucking waver right there.
Do you know that one, actually?
That fucking track is hot. What are you guys looking at?
I love
Rocket from a Crypt anyway, and I really thought that those guys should have been fucking huge based on that song. Like, I really thought it was like, this is Rocket from a Crypt's chance to fucking just wreck it. Drink that shot, son.
All right, so do you guys have more songs? Because we only have about 10 minutes, and I have like two more songs I really want to play.
Okay, I have one, but he gets one more.
All right,
Andy, knock it off, man. Like, we're doing a thing.
We have exactly 10 minutes. So
okay, then just let me start.
Go for it.
I don't think we should get all wrapped up in time. I think you should just get wrapped up in 100 shots. I feel pretty good, by the way. I want to go on record
saying, me too.
I'm all right. You know, we had a nice solid dinner beforehand. We had a good base for this to lay on.
Wait, who made
you
dinner?
We had the greatest dinner. Please make applause.
Taffy, oh yeah. Taffy made fucking pumpkin curry with tofu, so that our vegetarian friends would feel welcome and at home. Where normally we would make it with the meat of a baby.
All right, you guys. What have you got? What song you got?
Actually, no,
drink! Dwayne. Sorry.
Okay, you play the song?
Mm.
Well, let me quickly choose another
one. I got that shit turned on already. You gonna kick it back? What's going on, man? This is getting weird.
It seems like you're drunk.
It seems like you're drunken. Wait, tell me when to turn it on. Like, well, you have to start it from the beginning. That's the whole idea, is that you start at the beginning. And then you tell me when you're ready to go.
Alright,
now it's turned up.
At this time, brothers and sisters, it is indeed my pleasure to introduce to you a brother who's been around for a long, long, long time.
One, two, my check. Yes, come through, what's happening, bitch? To all of my young ones in here with their fake ID, I've been doing this from before you was born, black trust. I tell you this now, we've been getting for this long to get this far, and we still ain't got nowhere. Believe me, watch. I don't wanna blow up throughout every era I've been here. So far the underground circuit has been fair, the home of hip hop. Can you say you've been here? Homes where the heart is, so hip hop lives right here. We're from UK to you, that might seem rare. I'm stepping up now to make sure we're seen clear. In every council estate we got pure talent. No one don't care because we're seen as a challenge. I suppose we'll never be the balance that you're looking. You wanna dilute the realness and finger hooking. Most A&R cats I've ever met was all shooking. I'm lost for words if they don't bring a checkbook in. I'm living in a place where you can get your life took in. For half stepping, my kids little blast weapons. Pull up at the lights, they'll have you out in half seconds. Think you're rough, hang around if your arse reckons. Don't have to look for trouble, trouble it'll find ya. Don't turn around, it'll be right behind ya. Let September the 11th will remind ya. Nobody ain't too major nor minor. If you're black in the street or in a brand new recliner, grab your dicks and girls, rub your vagina. Pay the pound, I'll provide the punchliner. Might look young, but I'm a real old timer. Been around ever since the days of Boogie Down. You can check my resume, the evidence can be found. Forever been blessing eloquence over sound. Before they had the line off for spinning on the ground. Since then, shit's changed, man, shit goes down. But we're still getting down to the same old sound. It's hip-hop, it's good shit for rocking a crowd. Where there ain't no space for mistakes allowed. I feel proud if I'm leaving crowds crying for more. This year I'm really thinking about trying a tour. Is hip-hop worth dying for? If your life's on the line and your only crime is being poor, this time around I feel I want more. I wanna see my son's future set secure without having to go out and start breaking the law. I'm sick of being sat in a flat shot in the drawer. I'm sick of watching every day come and go by, telling Titch and Fat Boy hold your head high. See others come and go, watching their mothers cry, singing why did my boy have to die. Still we'll try, as others might choose to get high, but we must uprise through to get by. It don't take too much to figure out the facts. Who's bringing in all the coke and the crack? This week an 82-year-old got her throat slashed in the flats. Cats are looking cash for their crack. And where the kids who's left facing the facts? Now used to looking mobile to match their straps as if it's fashion. Everybody's ready for the action, ready for the mashing and fucking it with a passion. Only takes two egos to start clashing. Bullets start flying and the blood will start slashing. Social rage is really climaxing. Every day I see it getting worse by a fraction. Drafts for the weed, but not for that cracked in. Nobody round here is gonna be relaxing. And this ain't a white or a black thing. As if you're living in a council flats and on a brack thing. They got us on a lab ratting. And it's funny to me how he's illegal all adapting. So
Wait, what happened? No, it was still on. It just had a second left.
You said you were fading that one out.
I was gonna fade it out. It totally ended. Like it just fucking it went down. So we're coming up in like we got 5 minutes left.
Oh my god.
We got five shots left. Tiff, you got some shit you gotta play? Now it's getting fucking hectic. Like Evan's like, I got songs.
I know.
But actually, we can still sit and we can still talk.
Here's the thing.
Oh yeah, no, this is still gonna go on. This is still gonna go on. This shit ain't over.
Here's the thing, though. Like, we're getting down to the last 5 minutes, and we all want to play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs.
Eight.
It's not gonna happen. So we have to have another show, another Century Club show.
Century Club is gonna go on.
Century Club will go on because I have a lot more stories to tell behind the songs.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna play this one. I don't know. It's probably the last one of the night. And this one, it is like nothing we've done tonight. We played punk and rap and then one country song, which I think we should do a little bit more country.
Yeah. We'll dig a little deeper.
For sure.
I have a good Dolly Parton story. But tonight, the last song, this one goes out to Linda, my best friend, the whole wide world.
I love what she
world.
Shouts about. Linda! She's an out-shouter.
Linda Lou, I fucking love the fuck out of you. We were in fucking Hamburg for one night, and we just sang this song at the top of our lungs. This is like not one of the songs we've played tonight, so here we go. And everybody knows it.
This song is like 9 minutes long.
On?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Rap Lobster.
Another shot.
Did you start it again? Did you start the clock again? Alright, start the clock again.
We're at the beach. Everybody has matching towels.
Fill my glass.
And there they found a rock.
And they found a rock.
What the rock?
Lobster!
Come on, everybody.
Rock lobster! You got the car.
Rock. Everybody sing along.
Down.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Lobster! Rock Lobster!
I like how Ecky plays the organ.
Excuse me. I feel it.
Never stepping. Clam shells popping. Muscles flexing. Flippers flipping.
Thanks for hanging out with us for the first episode of the Century Club with our good friends,
Eke!
And
Dave!
And
Annika!
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you! I love you!
We'll see you guys later. Peace! Yeah! We're gonna keep listening to songs. We're gonna keep doing this for a couple hours, man. This shit sounds like Donkey Kong.